I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Rainn Wilson.
Hi, John. It looks like I'm the first guest on the Geffen Unclothed. Unscripted. Unscripted. Yeah, let's go with that.
A marriage made in heaven, I guess.
Or Westwood.
Tune in for some of our exciting upcoming guests, David Copperfield, Neil LaBute, Neil Patrick Harris, Josh Gad, Rita Wilson, and many more. Be sure to download new episodes every Wednesday on the Podcast One app and on iTunes. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
And I'm Rainn Wilson, the first guest.
You are the very first guest.
This was a huge mistake.
Geffen Playhouse Unscripted.
Huge mistake.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and I do all the voices on a thing you're going to hear.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I requested this.
Well, let me hear it, all right?
Known as the cheater.
You like this song?
Right.
Yeah. Da-da-da-do-da-dee-da. I requested this specifically because I love this when I was on my way to the Nob.
Well, I want to hear it, General. You'll hear people say now.
Yeah, right.
Say
now. Look out for the cheater. He's a filthy
Jesus. Yeah, do you remember that when you were a kid?
What do you mean when I was a kid? I was already on my way to Vietnam to defend this.
Jesus. I remember this song, and what a weird story about the lead singer.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that, Phil. I know all about the guy was found in a well or something.
Well, he was.
Inside your door now, loo doo doo. That is, it's a toe tapper.
Yeah, I like, because this is what I was thinking of when I left. You know, Patsy was just out of high school at the time, and I'm thinking about a guy by the name of Jeff Lindgren, who was some guy
that had the eyes out for Patsy.
Had the eyes out? He had something out, all right, and...
Oh, for God's sake, General.
Well, I'm telling it as it is.
What happened, anyway?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I said to Lindgren, do I get...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I have enough time. But that's what I like the song. Look out for the cheater. He's a filthy, you know.
And that's not how it goes.
That's how it goes in my mind. But anyway.
So this guy, Jeff Lindgren.
And I said, you've got eyes for Patsy, don't you? And he said, what's it to you? I said, let me tell you what, homeboy. All kinds of things, all kinds of wonderful things could happen to you and more.
Well, they didn't say back in those days, homeboy.
Whatever they said, I said it.
So you were just protecting your woman.
Well, I was giving this guy the word.
And what happened?
I married her. Oh.
Yeah, now I understand. Don't you know that?
Yeah. Well, yes, I do know that. I'm sorry.
You think what happened? If she had been dishonored by Lindgren, why, I would have had to have done something about him, which I wouldn't go into with you right now, even if you were gold-plated. Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably be illegal.
I'm not commenting. And then Patsy would be off in a convent someplace. Who knows where she'd be?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, because she didn't marry you. She'd be...
Well, what are you saying?
What are you saying? Oh, I couldn't marry General Shaw, so I think I'll join a convent.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, I could bring the lumber. Don't worry about it.
Let me do it, General.
All right, let's just knock it off.
Man, Joe...
You brought the lumber. What a slob you are. Slob. You know, there's a poem...
Margaret, just watch what you say.
No. Do you remember the poem by Walt Whitman, Captain, My Captain?
Yes. What's it got to do with me?
I was thinking of, when I thought of you, slob or my slob.
Yeah, and she's... Let the record show she's laughing.
You are smiling, Margaret.
It's amusing.
All right, welcome to the show, the Phil Henry Show for Wednesday. Tomorrow, we announce the winner of our first bar fight showdown.
Yay!
How do you do that?
Well, people selected. Now, we're gonna announce two winners. We'll announce the actual winner of the bar fight, and then we will announce the winner of a free download here at Phil Henry Show, a free download from our many people that weighed in over there on facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. So there'll be a bar fight winner. And
yes, and then there'll be a listener that wins the download.
Exactly. So that's tomorrow here on this here show. Whenever it airs, however, you know...
Whenever it drops, they'll get the word.
Yeah, they'll get the word on who won it.
Right, so that's tomorrow. Be tuned in for that one. And in the meantime, by all means, head over and weigh in however much you want over at philhenryshow.com/philhenryfans on the bar fight thing. So on the show today, and I recognize that Bill O'Reilly... I don't know how much of this stuff is true or not, you know?
What are you talking about?
Well, Bill O'Reilly, apparently over at Fox... they're turning up the heat even more.
Look, they've had the daggers out for that guy. Let me tell you something else. Because I read an article, and the guy said, who's that guy?
It was one of Mr. O'Reilly's attorneys.
Yeah, the guy, he said, they've had it in for Bill for years. And they won't be satisfied until he is turning on a spit with an apple in his face. God damn.
Yeah, well, come on, General. You can't sexually harass a lady.
I don't know what he's done. All I know is the liberals, won't be happy until Bill O'Reilly is turning on a Polynesian spit with an apple in his face and some grinning Polynesian guy right off of an outrigger grinning and ladling on that sweet Polynesian barbecue, so I don't give a damn.
Yeah, what a weird thing to say.
I'm sick of it.
Well, you think everything, but you know, the problem with the general is he thinks everything's turned against the conservatives now.
What, General, what are you getting up and walking away for?
I think the whole thing is just the fix is in.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? They got the daggers out for conservatives.
Well, look, I believe, if you'll allow me.
Of course I'll allow you. It's your show.
All right. But I believe that things go in cycles. I think that if you want to be honest with with yourself and with everybody, the best possible thing has happened for conservative America. They got Trump as president. They got a Republican Congress.
Well, I don't know if this guy Trump...
Yeah, if I was a conservative, which I am not, by the way.
Bullshit, man. Yeah, you are.
Watch the language.
I'm sorry. What do you mean, yeah, I am?
You're pretty conservative, bud.
Yeah, I'm not so as you'd notice it.
May I continue what I would... See, what I'm saying makes sense. What he's blathering here, the only substance is the drool that's flying from his face.
All I'm saying...
Hey, well, just be quiet for a minute. What was I saying?
You were saying that O'Reilly, they got the daggers out.
Yeah, they got the daggers out for him. Now, you say that they've got it so good because of the whole, you know, Trump's president and Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that this is the penultimate time. Don't ask me what it means. Look it up, bud.
All right. How do you spell it?
I'm going to kick...
Hey!
Phil!
Just look it up. The, P-E-N, okay? There's a head start.
Thank you.
It's a great time to you know, because they got the conservative Congress, all that stuff.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I'm just telling you that because they've got the penultimate time, as you put it, they got the daggers out, the blades out, all kinds of stuff is sticking out. Boy, you talk about sexual harassment.
Oh, my God. I saw you make the motion to your zipper.
Well, you know, if we're saying something's sticking out, these liberals are so perverted that
they unzip.
They're unzip.
All right, let's, if we can, possibly keep this in the realm of reality.
There's nothing unreal about that.
Yeah, there's a whole lot unreal about it. So we're going to talk about that with Larry Grover. He's going to be on to talk about the challenges that are facing Bill O'Reilly. Larry with the Conservatives of Kern County. Bobby Dooley is with us. Ivanka Trump, a beautiful young woman, and other young women are wanting to emulate Ivanka Trump. And what does it mean that she's possibly destroying American jobs, you know, by...
Wait, is that Bobby's point of view?
Well, she was asking me. She said, because she's a Trump supporter, but she said, what's going on with that? I said, you might as well do the research and talk about that. Don Mixon will be with us. He believes, and this is a kind of a serious charge.
What, is he kidding with us?
Wait. Don Mixon, you know, who is an investigative reporter for us. He's also started a new magazine called L.A. Yeah.
What's it called?
L.A. Yeah.
How's he spelling that?
General.
All right.
He went to interview Don Berman of Channel 19 and feels that he may have been sexually harassed by Don Berman. So
what?
Is that some kind of a gag?
Holy, you know, that poor man.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying. Maybe he's just saying that because he wants to get in on some, you know, some goofy, who knows, man? I don't know what the cat's all about. So all of that will be coming up and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. But first, let's take a look at the traffic out there on the highways and byways. Haven't heard from Bob Bakian in quite some time. Bob, what's it look like out there?
So right now, this morning, we got a Verlin, there's a Verlin mower. Verlin Motors, by the way, has got that sale on the carpet car. So if you haven't been in a carpet car, go on to Verlin Motors this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to have the big car out there to have the driver for you. Down the Harbor Freeway right now, you can see them. You go up to the harbor, there's a ship right at the end of that thing. Get on that ship and get your ass out of here, because the traffic's too bad today. And if you happen to be an immigrant, you want to get out of here, this is a good time to get out of here. I'm an American citizen. I'd love to get my ass out of here right now and go on a touring country, go work in a port. Well, let's go down to Skyboy.
Hey, but I might have some pretty good idea here. To the beach area. Some surfers, man, get out of his car. And I'm going to go up the car and have a surfer kick ass on some land. Just throw away and beat that guy's ass to a pulp. I'm going down there screaming and crying about the whole thing. So the boy, it's going to be this weekend.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Gonna be Hillbilly Days coming up in the month of April at Hillbilly Days in Swetherton, Kentucky. Come on out, drink moonshine, clog, dance, wear them overalls. Hillbilly Days is for you and the whole family. On out, eat possum pie, maybe some peach pie. Yeah, Hillbilly Days. Man, we are funky, man. Funky!
Why are you playing R&B?
I can't take it. I just got to...
Hillbilly Days, morphing into Motown this month in Platherton, Kentucky.
Yeah!
I'm Tiana Mitchell, and I will give your children piano lessons. Just come to my home, and I'll give the little girls, the little boys, piano lessons. Teach them how to play Heart and Soul, and chopsticks, too. I give piano lessons to little tiny children ages 5 to 10. Make them very delicate and dainty and very polished and refined young people. Tiana Mitchell is my name. I give piano lessons to the little tiny kids.
Tiana Mitchell. Piano lessons. Yeah. Piano lessons from Tiana Mitchell. Call her now.
My number is 5555. Well, it's just a bunch of fives.
Have mercy.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Welcome back. We have Larry Grover standing on the line here from Culver City, California. Very interesting, you know, as we've been saying, point of view from, well, not from Larry, not point of view necessarily. What I'm saying is...
I want you to spit it out.
I'm sorry. Larry is going to be talking here about Bill O'Reilly is what he's going to be talking about. He joins us from... Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And he joins us from Culver City, California. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Phil, how are you? It's great to be with you.
Hello, Larry. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you, young man.
Yeah, Larry, you've been kind of missing in action, so good to have you with us. And we do want to get into this, you know, we want to get into this situation with O'Reilly. You have a... you feel that the man is being unfairly targeted. That's what we were talking about.
Well, I don't think there's any... doubt in my mind that Bill O'Reilly's been targeted by liberal groups to try to get him off the air. I think that certain individuals have perhaps been paid off to report him to whoever it might be, the Fox sexual harassment, you know, the human resources.
Yeah, they have a hotline, apparently.
I'd say that again?
They have a hotline that women can call.
All right, well, yeah, I'll bet it's a hotline. I bet you it's a hot mess line is what it is.
Well, we don't know, Larry.
Well, you know, I feel that I do know. I think that he's... The problem with this is every time we talk about sexual harassment, we get into an area that discomforts me and, you know, makes me feel...
Discomfort you?
Who is that?
It was Bud.
God.
Discomfort?
No, discomfits. Discomfits.
Discomfits. You see?
No, I don't understand.
All right, it's the same thing, Bud.
Yeah. So, you know, what...
yeah, you don't spell it the same way.
Oh, my God.
Will you shut up, Bud? It's... Never mind, okay? It's discomforts.
So, I'm going to just keep barreling right on through, and if that guy starts to talk, I'm just going to talk right over top of him.
Yeah, but all that... God, man.
All right, Larry, knock it off.
Well, he's doing it, too.
Can we grow up all right? Can we pretend like we're perhaps a little bit older than four?
Mother, could you turn down that... Mother's watching... What is that a rerun of?
Three's Company.
It's what?
Three's Company.
A rerun of Three's Company. All right. Do you mind turning it down?
You know what? Move your ass into another...
You watch your language, Mother.
Larry, just move into another room.
I happen to be wanting to be on this phone. This phone's comfortable, and my chair is here.
All right. Have it your way.
So, this is an uncomfortable situation for me.
Why is it uncomfortable?
Because, Robert, thank you for asking. Bill O'Reilly is a fellow conservative, I believe. I know he says there's the no-spin zone, which I have to give him respect for that. He says he doesn't spin it. And maybe he doesn't spin it, but somebody's spinning something, and as Mother likes to say, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, she says, well, O'Reilly's sitting on something and spinning. How about that? And I, you know.
That is very vulgar.
I know.
Yeah. Well, what is the point of that?
No, what are they talking about?
What they're talking about is that while I think he's being unfairly targeted, I find myself wanting to defend him, but I also have to ask myself, where is the justice in this world when I'm here having devoted myself for years to the conservative cause, founding conservatives of Kern County, writing letter after letter after letter to Congress to inspire them to get Bill Clinton impeached, letter after letter after letter to Congress to inspire them to get Obama impeached, letter after letter after letter to Congress to get Hillary Clinton, and all of this has been for naught when O'Reilly turns around and he's got, you know, Mother's on the extension.
Hello, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Hello, Gloria.
Yes, hello. I want to count down here a little bit. You know, Larry has, he's having a hard time. You're talking about poontang.
Mother, I didn't use that word.
All right, let's not use these crude terms.
But that's what Larry was saying, you know, when we were having breakfast.
Mother, I didn't say, did I say poontang?
You did. Why does Bill O'Reilly get the, and you accentuated it because he heard it on your show, Phil?
It's a crude term.
Yeah, that's a very crude term. Comes from Asia, was brought over by the servicemen.
Well, General, General, you shoulder some of the blame. But Larry had heard it on your show, Mr. Henry, at breakfast. He said...
He heard it on my show at breakfast?
No, he'd heard it on your show and at breakfast this morning.
Mother, would you please?
You told me it's all right for me to come out and extension, didn't you?
I did. I didn't know you were going to tell this story.
Too late, you know. So sad my dad. Too bad, so sad my dad. Did you ever hear that one, Larry, huh?
Yeah, about 900 times when I was a kid.
About 900 times when you were a kid.
You guys want to just get to it, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. So Larry said, look at Bill O'Reilly. He gets all that poontang. Didn't you?
I said, may I have the phone now?
No, you may not have the
phone. Give me the phone, Mother. You know.
Oh, my God, he pulled it away from me, Mr. Henry.
Would you mind, Gloria, and just watch your TV show?
Pain in the ass.
Thank you. I said to Mother that Bill O'Reilly is being unfairly targeted. I said, I have to be honest with you. I'm torn because I want to defend him, but I also hate, and I use the word advisedly, but I also hate him. I just hate him, you know, because of, and I said, and Mother, didn't you say that?
I said the poontang.
Yeah, Mother said, oh, are you saying about poontang? You see what I'm saying?
My problem that I'm having here, Larry, is the use of the vulgarity, the use of the filth, the wallowing and the sloshing around and sitting yourself rear end first in a puddle of filth and smiling and going, ooh, because that's what it seems like to me.
What did you just do?
Yeah, that was great. That's weird.
I don't have to answer to anybody here. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not... Yes, Mother.
I know what you mean, Margaret. What Margaret is saying is you're sitting rear end first in a puddle of sewage and rubbing your rear end in it with a smile and going, feel good.
Oh, shit.
He's a phone, Larry. Phil...
I would again caution you guys in terms of the language.
All right, but Larry is the one who said, how come Bill O'Reilly get nails all the dang and gets the poontang?
Now, may I clarify what I said? Because you've carved it up and you've left it to lie bleeding and dying?
What the...
Yeah, thanks, Mother. So here's what I did say, Phil, and Mother's right. I said, it's very unfortunate that I'm very happy to defend Bill O'Reilly because I think he's being targeted by liberal groups that are set on destabilizing and eventually bringing down that part of the communications empire that is conservatively influenced. But how does a guy like O'Reilly, you know, while I'm fighting for his life, as I've done my whole career.
Well, look, Grover, there's no doubt that you have taken the side of a great many people, and you've stood tall.
I thank you very much, General.
And that is your point here.
My point is, here I go to bat once again for a fellow conservative, and this guy gets more.
Again, my more ass.
Gets a lot of ass. And I don't think I'm wrong.
Please.
No, I don't think I'm wrong in pointing that out, that Bill O'Reilly gets more ass every day of his life.
All right. You sound really frustrated, almost as if, you know, you're obviously...
Yeah, you're saying you're not getting no ass.
I'm really...
I don't like the language either.
Well, you know what, Phil? You may not like the language, but the reality is this. Bill O'Reilly, yes, is unfairly targeted. But either he's being unfairly targeted or he gets all that ass.
See, that's what the guy's saying.
I know what he's saying.
Yeah, it's frustrating. When you're frustrated, it's hard to find the right word.
There you are, General. It is very hard.
You mean you are so upset that you can only default to the word ass?
I got upset this morning and I said to Mother, I said, look at what's going on with O'Reilly. He's being targeted.
Larry, give me the phone, will you? He came in this morning. He said Bill O'Reilly's being unfairly targeted. But my God, the poontang that he drapes himself in morning, noon, and night. Right, Larry?
Yeah, I said that.
All right. And I said, well, so he said, Mother, he gets all this ass. And I said, Larry, I'm an elderly woman to listen to your foul and vulgar pit, the sewer that you call a mouth. And he said, but Mother, look at the ass. And I said, I will have no part of this. And I took the phone and I threw it into the swimming pool. And Larry fished it out.
I had to fish out the phone and now it's drying out.
What kind of phone was it?
My cell phone.
So you're on a landline.
Like it matters, mister. Who cares what kind of a phone? Get a load of this guy, will you?
You know, Mom, I'm talking to a guy.
Hey, would you talk to me?
Sorry.
So what is your point about O'Reilly?
I think it's wrong for a guy like O'Reilly to be targeted the way he's being targeted, but at least the guy can acknowledge that he's getting all this... He's getting a lot of ass, and he...
Oh, stop crying.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to start crying.
I'm not crying. I think it's unfair that he gets all this ass, and he's...
And he still relies on other conservatives to back him up.
Yes. And it isn't his fault. But I sit here in the morning and I read the paper about O'Reilly getting laid. Fuck.
Hey.
Or I read the paper about Sean Hannity. He's probably got it coming out of his, you know, Hannity's probably got 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in his dressing room. When he goes off the set and goes to his dressing room, probably has to say to them, you know,
Gary,
you know, Mother does a really...
My Sean Hannity impression. And I have steaks. Call me up now. I'm going to get you a steak. And I've got a steak to give to these four women right here.
So, you know what I'm saying.
Well, what you got here is a case of...
What you've got here, Larry, is a case of you being frustrated by your own life, thinking that if you cozy up to Bill O'Reilly...
Excuse me? What do you mean, cozy up to Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, if you try to defend Bill O'Reilly or these other guys, you might get some, you know, he might farm out some tail to you.
I might farm some of the ass to you if you're going to send it your way.
Farm the ass to me? Did you?
It is vulgar and vile.
Yeah, it's vulgar and vile, but it could be true.
And Gloria, I'm really surprised at you.
Margaret, please, ease off the gas this morning because I woke up and it burned for, I'm telling you, like napalm. And I used that salad dressing, so I put it on you.
Which salad dressing?
The salad dressing you suggested, the sesame oil. It burned like napalm coming out this morning.
All right, thank you very much for that. We're talking...
Well,
Mother wants to tell the tale of how...
I don't want to hear it. We're talking to Gloria Grover and Larry Grover about Bill O'Reilly. And a lot of the... You guys still got the TV turned up.
Turned up?
Turned up.
Okay.
What are you watching, Mother?
I'm watching Three's Company, for Christ's sake. Is that better?
No, you just turned it up.
Turned it up, Mother.
Don't yell at me, Larry. How's that?
You turned it up again.
You know, the old lady may be hard of hearing.
Not so hard of hearing, I didn't hear you, thick lips. You know...
There they are, Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, as they talk about Bill O'Reilly and Larry having a real, well...
Yeah, having a hard-on.
Thank you very much for that. Having a...
A hard-on.
Yeah, for Bill O'Reilly, because while he wants to defend him, he also recognizes that, I think it's just a matter that Bill O'Reilly has a life and Larry Grover doesn't.
Now, well, I mean, Bill O'Reilly's a big star, man. Larry Grover ain't not anybody. You know, just because he started conservatives in Kern County.
Yeah, but you got to be respectful of what Larry Grover has achieved down through the years.
Yeah, what's that?
What do you mean?
What's that?
What has Larry Grover achieved down through the years?
He's been a conservative of Kern County. He's been... I don't know.
Yeah, Larry is he's still sleeping on a cot.
Well, that part is wrecked.
Yeah, man, get off that cot. Maybe he'd find a woman who wants to stay the night with him.
What woman is going to spend the night with him on a cot on his mother's service porch? What are you looking at?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Well, don't tell... God damn!
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We've got more to come, including a discussion with Don Mixa and being sexually harassed by Don Berman and Bobby Dooley on Ivanka Trump and her... the beautiful...
Yeah, Ivanka Trump and all the beautiful young women want to dress like her. And she's, you know, farming jobs out to wherever.
All right. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Do you have a throbbing headache? A headache that is going to explode into a migraine at any second? Is it because the kids are at home? Maybe it's the Easter vacation, and of course you're looking forward to the summer, and your head is ready to split right down the middle into two different heads? You'd rather have two heads, wouldn't you? Two heads are better than one, but not when it comes to a headache. Use Gremlin powder. Gremlin powder will make that headache go away and turn your kid into a gremlin. Yes, your child will be a thing from another dimension, and you won't give a shit. Gremlin powder comes with the powder, the capsule, or the tablet. Use Gremlin powder when your kid just won't leave it alone.
Shut up! Got it up!
Phil Henry Show coming up again. As I mentioned, tomorrow night we're going to have, or not tomorrow night, tomorrow day.
You're going to have to get used to the fact that you're just drop, you're drop, you're like, you know, S-H-I-T, Henry. You just drop everywhere.
Thank you. Yeah, it'll be,
Well, it's the winner of the bar fight. Not only the winner, the listener winner, but the actual winner.
Yeah. And you look very,
Yeah, you look all anticipatory.
Oh, get the big word. Well, maybe I am anticipatory because the bar fight this week, as you know, is me versus Bobby Dooley. And while, of course, I'm not here, we're not going to talk about the bar fight, but I will say to Bobby, it's kind of interesting, Bobby, what this represents, isn't it? Are you anticipating it?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm not really all that. I don't care one way or the other, and you being excited about it's sort of a little embarrassing, isn't it?
You don't care one way or the other. Well, I happen to know that that's a lie. Because...
All right, let's watch it, ladies.
Yeah, don't call each other names.
Well, that's where she goes with it.
That's a lie, because I heard Steve tell me that you were pacing the kitchen and the foyer where they're putting the new tile down.
They're putting tile down in our outdoor foyer, yes. What did you say, Steve?
Well, I just said, you know, you were pacing in anticipation like you needed to go to the bathroom.
What an asshole. You know that?
All right, Bobby, never mind. We're here to talk with you about something entirely different.
No, I just want to make that point. My, you know, it's very disloyal.
Well, he said this in the interest of the show, thinking you'd talk about it.
Oh, that's horse.
I just want to know if you'd talk.
All right, so let's say that I am interested to a point. I'm certainly not pacing like I need to go to the bathroom.
It looks like you need to go to the bathroom, going back and forth.
Steve, either you shut up or I'm going to use you to pave that foyer...
All right, Bobby and Steve, thank you. We do have something else to talk about, and that is Ivanka Trump. Now, I saw the story today, Bobby, and I'm sure you did too, that most of her clothing line is still manufactured in China and in Singapore, and this happening while the Trump administration is promoting, you know, American jobs first.
Let's be clear about something, Phil. You know, every time Donald Trump turns around, every time Ivanka Trump turns around, every time Ivana Trump turns around, I'm sorry, what's the wife's name?
Melania.
I call her Melania because, you know what, it's an American way of pronouncing it, and I think she'd appreciate it very deeply. Every time...
Why would you say that?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you saying that she'd appreciate having her name pronounced Melania?
Because it's the American way to...
It's the American way to pronounce it?
Yes.
Well, why do you say that?
What do we call the country that's spelled I-R-A-C-K or I-R-A-C-Q?
Iraq.
Wrong. It's Iraq. That's the American way. What do we call the country...
Wait. What do you mean the American way?
That's how Americans... What do we call the country that's spelled I-R-A-N? I-R-A-N, yeah.
Iran.
That's right, Iran.
I almost forgot.
Iran, huh?
That's right, that's the American way.
Well, I call it Iran.
Well, good for you. Aren't you just so cultured, Phil? that you call it Iran. It's Iran and Iraq, and that's how the Americans do it.
Yeah, well, we're trying to promote that, being Donald Trump.
Right. And Ivanka and Ivana.
Who is Ivana?
Who is the woman that Trump was married to that had this kid?
The woman that Trump was married to? Talking about who the mother of Ivanka was?
Yeah, which one had Ivanka?
Well, that was Ivanya or Ivana or so. I forget. Yeah, you know what? I'm totally spacing on that, too.
I think it was Ivana. And Melania is President Trump's current wife. Now, I don't believe for one minute that the President of the United States is going to have a problem with us Americanizing, finally, a lot of these names that come over here. They get off a banana boat. They are walking down the street.
But I'm so racist to you, Miss Dooley.
How is that racist, Robert? I really want to know.
I'm talking about getting off a banana boat.
Well, whatever they do, but they get off a nana boat.
Get off the nana boat, huh?
May I?
Yeah, just don't act like an ass. Don't take too long.
All right.
And also, make sure that you use...
My wife, she's trying to say...
Give me the phone. You can't do it. You know, you can't do it, Steve. I don't know what you're quibbling with, General.
Your pronunciations border on illiterate. Excuse me.
Did you hear that?
I heard it on the radio, General.
I don't care what you heard. I'll say it again. Your pronunciations border on illiterate.
What's wrong with that? You're trying to be American and everything.
I don't think it's American to mispronounce somebody's name. You know, I remember when Pedro Guerrero played for the Dodgers.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. We're going down memory lane with Phil.
Yeah, Phil, you get this over with quick, will you? Yeah, go ahead. What are you looking at? I remember when Pedro Guerrero played for the L.A. Dodgers, they kept wanting to call him Pete. And he said, what do you call me Pete for? And they said, well, you know, he said, my name's Pedro, you know?
Yeah, but why couldn't they Americanize it and call him Pedro, you know?
Pedro?
That's what people call San Pedro.
Margaret, you of all people.
I'm trying to see it their way.
That is true. I had an uncle that worked at the San Pedro docks, you know, and people would say, oh, where's Pedro? He said, you mean Pedro? I work at San Pedro.
I'm not so sure San Pedro is the wrong way to pronounce it. San Pedro, I have no idea. What we're talking here with Bobby Dooley about is Ivanka Trump. Why are we getting on this? I don't know, but we're trying to talk about her and her clothing line. Still being manufactured in China, right?
Well, it is manufactured in China. And it is manufactured in what's the name of that?
Singapore.
Singapore?
Singapore.
Okay, yeah, Singapore. It is manufactured in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
Thank you, Phil.
In Hong Kong.
What an
ass. Mr. Henry, my wife...
If one more person calls me an asshole, I'm hanging up on him.
Big deal, Phil. You hang up on a lot of people.
Yeah, that's no big threat.
And they'll be banned from the show permanently.
Oh, Mike, because I said it was manufactured in Hong Kong.
It's Hong Kong, all right?
Did you hear that? It's Hong Kong.
Yeah, Mr. Jenny, sounds like you might want to, you know, have nut, you know, another nut drop, you know.
Yeah, did the testicles drop, you know?
Well, she's going to hang up on us.
No, I'm not. No. I'll just let you go ahead and hang yourselves with all this rope that you're manufacturing, probably made in Hong Kong.
What a...
Yeah, being a smartass.
Can we get back to the point here, which I'm not even sure I know what it is?
The point is Ivanka Trump manufacturing in China and in Singapore, right?
Well, the point is that she does, and people, especially the liberals, have tried to make a big thing out of it. And I am here to say, and I think I speak for most Americans when I say, that Ivanka Trump has the right to manufacture her beautiful dresses and the beautiful shoes and the handbags and everything, and the gloves, and the hats. I think she manufactures a pillbox hat, right?
Yeah, Ivanka Trump's got to bring back the pillbox hat.
Well, that's good news.
Well, you know, General, you don't even understand.
The pillbox hat? What for? What reason?
Because everybody's thinking about Jackie Kennedy.
Everyone's thinking about Jackie, and I think that Ivanka is the heiress apparentess. I don't know how to say that.
The heir apparent.
Yeah, but she's an heiress.
All right, the heiress apparent.
Phil, you're really walking the line. You're being so sarcastic.
I know. I'm here.
I'm trying to help out. I don't think I'm being sarcastic.
Go, heiress apparent.
All right, heiress apparent. And as such, having those You know, we're focusing way too much on it.
Yeah, there you go. You don't want to focus on that, because if you focus on it, people start talking about it.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? We're trying to give President Trump a fighting chance, and everybody knows that the liberals are dumping on him.
That's what's happening. He can't even breathe for all the manure. And I mean that literally, Phil. For all the manure that has been shoveled on him, the man can't breathe.
I'm trying to give the man a chance to breathe.
All right, so you want him to breathe, so you don't bring up the fact that he manufactures his stuff in China. You don't bring up the fact that his daughter Ivanka...
Would you mind the American Ivanka?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to call her Ivanka.
See, well, there you go. That's it.
That's the liberal. That's the liberal.
Okay, that's the liberal. That Ivanka, all right, Ivanka wants to make her stuff over in China, and that people bring that up. You say that what that is just piling on.
Yeah, they're piling on the doo-doo.
The new doo.
It's the new doo-doo that they're putting.
Give me the phone, will you? Oh, God.
What?
You slobbered.
Are you guys going to pull it together so we can continue this conversation?
He's laughing.
I heard you laughing.
So, Phil...
I mean it. I'm telling you, let's pull it together.
You're talking about her making that stuff in China, but President Trump wants to make stuff in America. Where's the consistency there?
Yeah, well, see, there's a problem right there.
God, Gerald, take a side, why don't you? I stand firmly with what Ms. Dooley is saying about Ivanka. And she ought to be allowed to.
Isn't that nice, bud? But where is the consistency? Where is Donald Trump saying American jobs, America first?
I'll tell you where he is, and he articulated it really well. He said, I wish they wouldn't let me do that. You know?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, they let me do it. What am I supposed to do?
How about not do it? How about make an example of himself? Say, hey, I will be an example to other American businesses that I will not do this, even though our laws need to be changed to tighten them up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right, Mr. Henry. Are you a millionaire or a billionaire? No. So that's what Donald Trump is doing.
Yes. And Ivanka being his daughter, Ivanka, is going to follow in his footsteps.
Well, that makes him sound like he's one-legged.
I'm terribly sorry. In his footsteps. And
that makes him sound like he's one-legged.
Why don't you people pull it together, all right? And I don't care where you pull it from your rear end.
God, I wish I could hang up on you.
Yeah, that's right. And to say that Donald Trump and Ivanka are doing what they have every right to do because the law won't stop them, I think shows very bad, a very bad example of the American people.
Well, the American businessman is not a child to be given an example to.
You know, that's a good point. I will give you that. The American businessman should take it upon himself if he's manufacturing overseas to stop doing it. But when the president of the United States isn't doing it, what are you going to do?
You could still do... What do you mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, still do it yourself, like Ivanka.
So why doesn't Ivanka stop doing it?
Because she's the president's daughter. She's just like... She might as well be the president.
No, she's an independent businesswoman.
She might as well... What's her last name?
Bobby, she's an independent...
What's her last name?
Trump.
Okay.
That doesn't mean she doesn't have... freedom of movement.
Well, that's what we're talking about, and we think that what we all ought to do right now is jump on a Trump train... And try, the Trump train's pulling in a station. Woo, woo.
Right. New do, you know. You know, Phil?
Yeah.
You know what? I support President Trump, but you two idiots, I think I'll go ahead and bypass this Trump train and catch the next one, if you don't mind.
Wow.
Oh, wow, General.
Wow.
What about it?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Here we are.
Yeah, there you are, and there you stay.
All right, Bobby and Steve, thank you very much. Are you going to be putting this forward, by the way, at the next Homeowners Association meeting?
We always do, Phil. A lot of the homeowners have complained, saying, I didn't become a member of this Homeowners Association for it to be political. And I said, well, guess what?
Yeah, guess what?
Where you been? And they say, well, we don't like it. I say, well, you can change it if you want to try.
My wife's been a president of the Homeowner Association a long time.
Yeah, we understand that.
All right, Bobby and Steve, thanks very much for being with us.
Also, the meeting is...
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
God, General, you're a Trump supporter, and you can't even... God, man.
And I can't even what?
You can't even hang with him on that.
Why does he hang with him on it, man? It's a bunch of doo-doo, like they say, a new doo.
It is... It's one of those conundrums, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's a conundrum. I mean, look... if you don't want people manufacturing overseas, don't manufacture overseas. It's not a hard thing to do. You know, the president's got all kinds of money. He can set up a manufacturing base here in the States. I mean, is he that? I mean, is he that close to the bone in terms of money?
Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you trying to say? The guy's not a billionaire?
Well, I mean, no, I'm not saying that. So if the cat does have all that bread, big wow, dude. Bring your stuff back here to the States, manufacture it, put that made in America. Do you realize how much money that line, that Trump line, would make if it was manufactured in the United States, the big-ass made in America thing on it, and Donald Trump is saying, here it is, made in America, and he's paying his workers, you know, well, he's paying them, you know, an American wage, and I bet you people would...
I agree, people would flock to the Donald Trump brand and buy it.
You gotta be careful, Mr. Henry. People are gonna be mad at you.
Mad at me for what? For saying the cat's gonna make more money?
Well, you're intimating that... You're intimating that he's not as good a businessman as he says he is.
No, I'm not. I don't think I am.
Yeah, kind of are, Mr. Henry, saying... you know, he'd bring back the United States and make it here. He is the, he knows what he's doing, you know, and he's, if he thinks it's better to make it in China,
that's right. If he thinks it's better to make it in China, then it is better to make it in China.
Well, okay. You know, I can't argue with that.
Well, don't be sarcastic, Phil. I mean, stand your ground.
Yeah, stand your ground.
Oh, blow it out your ass.
God damn.
That's gonna stand your ground.
Okay, I'm going to stand my ground and go to a commercial. How's that? World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Coming up, Don Mixa. Was he sexually harassed by Don Berman? Jesus.
What the hell is that?
We'll find out. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Start the day with Kelso Vitamins. They'll get you out of bed, get you up and running. Kelso Vitamins have all the main vitamins, main ingredients, main minerals, and nutrients that keep you hopping and jumping all day long. Yes, Kelso Vitamins. They'll give that spring in your step that it has been needing for a long, long time. Hello, my name is Dr. Wybell Kelso, and I'm excited to tell you that my vitamin brand is now being sold in 61 different countries under different names and under different manufacturers, but most of the money funnels back to me. Do you want pep in your step? Do you want to have a lively and wonderful day? Do you want to feel for the first time in your life like there's something to live for? Kelso Vitamins!
Whee!
Hello, this is Oscar Krumpfen for Oscar Krumpfen Braunschweiger. Old World Braunschweiger made the way that my ancestors made it all these years ago in the Black Forest at Olsen in Bavaria. Yes, there's nothing like great German Braunschweiger, and you can get it. Oscar Krumpfen Braunschweiger at your local grocery store. It's made from real German pigs, made in a German village. It's also made by German milkmaids who will bring it to you, the Braunschweiger in Germany, there in the rainforests of the Black Forest near Solzhenitsyn and all that stuff. It's a great way to... What is this shit you're playing, Billy?
Oscar Helmsen Braunschweiger, available in your local supermarket.
What the hell?
Dad, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mopping like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem.
World famous Phil Henry Show, and this is Margaret Gray along with the General, Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. Phil Henry, of course, our host. And we're excited to have with us Don Mixa, who's going to be talking to us from the great city of... the great city of Seattle, Washington, right now. We'll also have Don Berman on the line in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Don Mixa, who is in Seattle, shopping, I think, today. Right, Don?
I am. We just got through the Easter weekend, Margaret, and I'm doing a little bit of shopping for myself. I've been shopping for the nephews and nieces, you know, doing some Easter shopping in your Easter bonnet, you know. So I'd just pick up some sports shirts for myself.
Are you going on a big fishing trip?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, we're going to go down and do some sport fishing in Baja, California.
Well, Don, what do you fish for, Don?
Well, we're going after swordfish. Swordfish as well as sailfish. But I'm not a trophy collector. If we do catch a sailfish, we will catch and release. But marlin's good-eating fish. And of course, swordfish, good-eating fish. And steak and...
But kill the music.
Oh, sorry about that.
But that sounded like Drake, huh?
That was Drake.
Yeah, so... in the future, if you guys could cut that out, can you cut that out? Because I don't want to have it sound like there's Drake, you know, drowning me out. Because I got it. My niece loves Drake, and she'll hear Drake and me talking, and she'll default to Drake.
And she won't listen to what you're saying.
That, right, which is what happens when I'm over at my brother's house, and I'll say, hey, could you kids turn that garbage down? And I don't mean anything by it, but I'm just saying, listen, the adults are trying to talk. Please turn the garbage down. And it's Drake. And they'll just crank it way up. It's...
So they do something like this. A chance to decide, trying to talk.
But you turn that to
what? Come on, man. Don't be rude, dude.
No, that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's sort of what I mean, except if it actually got turned up that loud, I would probably wind up picking the entire audio unit up and throwing it out into a roadway someplace, right, as some, half-ton truck came along being driven by a couple of guys that looked like they're really tired and they've got dirt and sweat. Never mind, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, Don mixes with us. So tell me, Don, before we get Don Berman on the line, because Don is extremely, motivated, to put it kindly.
Well, Don Berman's upset.
I don't blame him for being. I would be upset, too. I'm merely asking a question. I'm not saying he did it.
Who I said he sexually harassed you?
What happened was we were in the elevator over Channel 19, and Don was leaning against the elevator wall, and he looked at me. He kind of side-eyed me. You know, I talk about side-eye, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why are you being like that?
Because if I hear side-eye one more time, I'm going to flip. I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what he was doing. He was side-eyeing me.
Yeah, giving you the side-eye.
All right, so he was side-eyeing you.
Right, but as he's leaning against the wall, he said, let's go out to Palm Springs. We were going to go out to Palm Desert anyway and play golf, right? And he said, well, I'll go out and play some golf with you. And he said, well, you know what? Now he's in the elevator with me, leaning against the elevator. He looks me up and down and says, why don't you just stay with me at my place in Palm Desert? And that's when I looked at him, and then I just kept my eyes on the floor of the elevator, and I said, okay, Dan, it sounds good. What time would you like me there? And he said, I'd like you there at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Now he's sort of treating me like a girl, you know, like, hey, this is what I want. Here's the dress I want you to wear.
What are you talking about, man? He said you want to go out there. You said, yeah.
Yeah, you said yes.
Yes, I'm not going to pass up golfing in Palm Desert, especially staying at Don Berman's place, you know.
All right, so what was the sexual harassment?
You didn't hear what I just said.
He said that Berman eyed him up and down and said, stay at my place.
Right.
All right, so if you feel you're being sexually harassed by him asking you to stay at his place...
That's correct, yeah.
Then why did you say yes?
You're trying to tell me that I'm supposed to say I'm going to pass up an opportunity.
Pass up an opportunity to stay at a condo in Palm Desert, or is it a townhome? What is it?
It's a beautiful home. Don Mix has got a beautiful home right there on the golf course. I was told not to say the name of it, but it starts with T.
All right, never mind.
All right, but he's got a beautiful home out there, and right on the golf course, and I... What, you're telling me I'm supposed to say no?
You felt sexually harassed.
Yes, because the guy's eyeballing me and saying, I'd like you out there at 4. And you know how Don is. He's very pompous and very definite. And I said, all right, sure, I'll go out there. I mean, I'm not going to say no to an invitation to a beautiful Palm Desert home, play golf for free, eat at some of the great restaurants they got out there, and maybe do a little bit of that Morongo bingo or the Morongo gaming, and probably take in Coachella. I've been to about 4 or 5 Lollapaloozas, but I've never been to a Coachella.
And is he going to take you to Coachella?
Well, that's the other thing. If we go to Coachella, he's buying the tickets, and he's going to, quote, take me to Coachella.
Well, how about if you buy the tickets to Coachella?
Well, it's too late because he's invited me to stay with him in his home.
So all of this adds up to sexual harassment.
I'm not sure. When I heard about Bill O'Reilly, I thought, well, I think I'll run this by Phil and the crew and find out if there's anything going on there.
Get him on line 2.
All right, joining us on line 2 from Channel 19 News in Los Angeles is Don Berman. Don is a longtime contributor. Don, how are you?
I'm doing as well as I can under the circumstances.
And we have Don Mixa.
Hey, Don, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, and I'm terribly disappointed, Don, in you characterizing my invitation for you to spend a weekend in Palm Desert in my home. And I suppose because I have you sleeping in the same bedroom that's,
Wait, what is that?
What does that mean?
Well, wait a minute.
I didn't mention it. He's got me sleeping in the same bedroom because work is being done on a guest room. There's a big... What is it, a fold-out couch?
There's a fold-out couch in the bedroom. He doesn't have to stay in there. I said, do you want to stay in the bedroom with me? And I guess you felt like you were sexually harassed there, too.
Well, if you say, do I want to stay in a bed, and I said, yes, I do, because it was a big fold-out California king bed.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still...
Did you feel pressured?
Oh, get a load of you, Henry, now asking him questions to find out if it's true or not. My God.
Well, look, Don, I was willing to say that Mix is nuts because I figure he's nuts anyway, although I don't think too highly of your mental health either. If you want to get right down to it.
Thanks a whole lot for that. God.
All right. But when you say, oh, would you like to stay in the bedroom with me?
Because it has a fold-out couch, and we were doing work at the other end of the house. The other end of the house is a wing. There's three bedrooms there, but we're putting a new roof in, so there's no room there that you can actually comfortably sleep in. Okay?
By the way, I don't mean to say anything, Don, but you're going like that. People can hear it, and I think it's going to prejudice your case because it sounds like you're slobbering. You know what I'm saying about the slobber, right?
Yeah, what up? Is this guy for real or what?
I want to know, first of all, are you for real, Don?
Which Don?
Don Mixa.
You better believe I'm for real. Okay.
All right, well, if you're for real...
Now, wait. And you're for real, Don Berman?
Yes, I'm for real. I invited the guy to come play golf at my place. I got a place in Palm Desert, right off of 111, and it's beautiful. And I said, come on out, and you must spend the weekend. And this guy's looking, eyeballing, he's looking at the floor. He said I looked him up and down.
When we were in the elevator, you looked me up and down.
Do you remember what you were doing that day?
I've been at a kid's party, yeah.
You were a clown at a kid's party. Do you remember that? He doesn't tell you that, does he?
Wait a minute. This is why we have problems on this show. We don't get all the information.
Talk about being dressed up as a clown.
Yes, he was dressed up as a clown.
I worked a kid's party. Am I supposed to tell everybody that?
Well, Don, it may figure in when you say that the man eyeballed you up and down.
So he's looking you up and down because you have a clown costume on.
Oh, holy shit.
No, what? Wait a minute, man. If you think I'm looking you up and down for sex, give me a break.
And how come it's, you want to stay in my house? Do you want to stay in my bedroom? And I want you ready by 4.
I didn't say ready by 4. I said come on out there by 4.
You said you wanted me out there by 4.
Yeah, because we're going to go stop off and have a drink and dinner. You asked what time. I said, yeah.
Sid, I'd like to have you by 4.
All right, if I did, goddamn, man.
Hey, that's not... What is that supposed to be, anyway? Some kind of a sexual come-on? And you're in a clown costume because you were working a kid's party.
Is that against the law? Because if it is, let me know.
No, it's not against the law, but that's why I was looking you up and down. You look like a...
I look like what? I was a clown at a kid's party for little tiny kids with cancer.
I know that. I'm not... But you were there with the clown shoes and the clown... First of all, you had on clown pants and clown shoes... But you were wearing a dinner jacket.
That's right. I was getting ready to go out to dinner.
Well, why did you have on clown pants?
I hadn't finished changing. We were in the elevator there at Channel 19. You said I could use one of the change rooms.
This guy is in the elevator with me, Phil. He's got on a sports jacket, a shirt, and a tie, big balloon clown pants, and clown shoes, and the big red nose.
I had not yet changed out of it, yeah.
Yeah, but...
So why do you... That's kind of weird, man. Why hadn't you changed out of... You got on the clown pants.
I got the sports jacket, the shirt, and the tie on. I forgot the nose, but I did know that I had on the...
What do you mean you forgot the nose?
I forgot I was wearing it. But I did see that I had clown shoes on.
Yeah, you had clown shoes on, and so you were going to go and change them.
That's right, Don. I was going to go change them. You know, I can tell you that you're on TV, and what do you dress like? Okay? What do you dress like?
What do you mean, what do I dress like?
If you're on television and you're wearing your clown jacket, I can say the same thing.
I don't dress like a clown, a friend.
No, but you're in a TV costume, and that's all I'm trying to say.
No, you're not saying it. Neither one of you guys is saying anything. Neither one of you guys is saying anything. You, Don, for starters, Don Berman, you're full of crap saying this guy... I don't know. It's Don. The guy that's full of crap is Don Mixa.
How am I full of crap?
You're full of crap saying that I wanted to sexually harass you.
But then you, Berman, are... You know what, man? This doesn't even belong on the radio.
Well, I would say this, all right? The Don Berman 6-part series on sexual harassment in the workplace is going to be premiering tomorrow night. And I'm going to bring up this incident. I'm not going to use Don's name, and I won't use his face. In fact, I'm going to probably just change everything except for the clown shoes, because that's beautiful stuff.
As long as you don't use my name, and I'll tell you this, somebody needs to look into your background.
Look into my background for what? I invited you to go golfing? I'm telling you right now, okay, that you were wearing clown pants, clown shoes, and you had on a clown nose and a sports jacket, and yes, I'm going to look you up and down, friend, and that's just the reality of it.
Okay, as long as you will admit to the fact that you're sexually harassing me by checking me out through my clown pants.
There they are, folks. Hey.
What a couple of... You know something? If you wanted to do a segment on sexual harassment, Henry, all you had to do is just, you know, just do a legitimate one on sexual harassment instead of kind of... Or talk about the Bill O'Reilly thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it seems like you've just been stretching it here, Phil, trying to get something on, anything on, so that, you know, you can do a segment on the Bill O'Reilly thing, you know?
What about the Bill O'Reilly thing?
What about the Bill O'Reilly...
The Bill O'Reilly thing in the point that it is in the news.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You don't talk about like that, Mr. Yeah.
In other words, if you want to talk about Bill O'Reilly, talk about Bill O'Reilly, not Don Berman and Don Mixon and clown pants.
Whatever, man. Thanks very much, folks.
Oh, I love this. Do.
All right, Margaret, please, Margaret. I've already got a migraine headache.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Goodbye, everyone. And remember, tomorrow we announce the winner of the Bar Fight Showdown and our listener, the winner of the big download.
Be listening in for that. I'll probably sleep in, but you be listening in for that.